Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. You might remember trainer Jillian Michaels from the show The Biggest Loser, where a bunch of severely overweight people had come on to try and, well, lose weight, you know, in front of a camera. And, you know, it was one of these reality shows. And you know, the strategy that they employed on the show was basically calories in, calories out, right? Which is, kind of a terrible way to diet. I mean, if it works so well, I mean, we wouldn't have so many people being overweight. So there's clearly it's not a great thing. And you wonder why there's never a reunion show. Well, it's because all the people that did manage to lose weight on Biggest Loser, well, they gained it all back for the most part and then some. Jillian Michaels occasionally appears in the news because she opens her mouth and has dumb things to say about diet and exercise. She got lambasted when she started talking about the ketogenic diet and how horrible it was for you. The broken clock is right twice a day, column. Now she comes out and says, maybe you should do this thing called intermittent fasting. That seems to be kind of cool. Maybe not eat for there's a 12-hour period where you just don't eat. Okay, so that at least she can be right about that. Now I think kind of how I started out my journey anyway was that I actually did kind of start out with intermittent fasting and it was limiting the period of time at which I eat you can shorten the window. You can go down to even just like one meal a day in some cases. Right now I'm doing about two, you're certainly going to get some benefit from doing that, I think, but I think you're going to get a lot more benefit, and it's also going to be easier, by the way, if you also cut out the sugars and the grains and the seed oils, because you can be more satisfied for longer. Now, is it going to work for everybody? I'm not going to tell you that it necessarily will. I think it's something to try. You certainly don't have to eat six small meals a day. I don't think that's I think that's probably a bad idea. I think whatever you do, you gotta do something that you can stick with and that's sustainable I like to think of myself as an opportunistic eater in the sense that if there's food around that is appropriate to eat and I'm hungry, sure, why not? Now if there's no appropriate food around, then I can choose to not eat, and that's okay. This is something I do when I travel a lot, is if I'm in a especially if I'm on an airplane, right, and I'm sitting in coach where the food that they serve is just going to be just garbage. Sorry, Delta. Any of the options that you serve in coach or for the long haul flights especially is not stuff I want to eat. In first class there's a few more options, and usually the food's better anyway. I remember I did a side by side comparison, and this was on a couple of United flights. I got upgraded once. And I had a meal in first class, and I took a picture of it, I ended up having this, and then in coach I ended up basically having the same meal, and the basic food was fairly similar. The only difference was the presentation was a bit better, and I'm sure it was it was just kind of funny. I remember that very vividly, having that experience and realizing that okay, the difference between these two is not so great as it seems. Although usually on the international flights, there's definitely better options, certainly the drinks are better on those international business class or Delta One or whatever. Where the food is, and there's other times when the food's not appropriate. Sometimes I'm at a conference or something, and the food that they have is just garbage, and so it's like okay, as we sometimes refer to it as garbage. It means as there's a lot of carbohydrate laden stuff or sugar laden stuff or whatever, and it's just like okay, well I don't really want to eat that. So in those cases, I just kind of go, I don't need to eat. Who cares? It's not that important. And I think that's probably the way people naturally were you know, before civilization, right? People ate when the opportunity presented itself, and when, you know, there was no food to eat, they didn't eat, you know, and it's pretty simple, you know, so, you know, it is, I guess, you know, hopefully, you know, Jillian Michaels changes her tune on some of the other stuff that she's said over the years about, you know, some of the, you know, at least about keto and whatever. I mean, it's, although, you know, I look at keto and I go, well, a lot of people call things keto that you probably shouldn't eat anyway, because it's processed crap. You know, just eat real food, whatever approach you take to, just eating real food and avoiding all of the processed food is, if it comes in a box and has a nutrition label, you probably shouldn't eat it, is my thought process. But, yeah. And so anyway, just one of those things you run across on the internet, just kind of giggle and laugh and it's a podcast topic. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.